Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Why don't you walk around the side yard here with me and see what we got going on in our outdoor living hour. We have a wonderful program packed full for you with some great guests today. If you have a question, no matter what station, any of our six great affiliates throughout Arizona that have us tuned in, the universal call-in number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. You can also text questions to 411-923, or if you need to send a picture for plant or insect identification, we can help you with that as well. Just send that to info@rosieonthehouse.com. And Mr. Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice is here with us. And aside from being extremely dry, could you ask for prettier weather than this? I mean, the degree swings from the 30s and high 30s, 40s to maybe mid-70s. That's, what more could you ask for?
Pretty great weather for golf, tourists, and growing stuff, you know, working in the yard. It's amazing weather. Our landscapes, winter lawns still look really, you know, nobody's had a little yellow out because we haven't had any frost. I understand we might have a little rain in the forecast, which would make this a great weekend to get some fertilizer down, get some pre-emergent down, but outstanding weather for as far as the Chamber of Commerce is concerned. As far as how dry it is, we could darn sure use some rain. So hopefully January will bode better than what we've had in the last couple of months. And usually this is going into a wetter time, mid-December to through January and February. Is a great time for usually moisture. So you want to make sure that you are continuing to fertilize and continuing to water some. I mean, you certainly need to water a half to a fourth as much as you were this summer. But, you know, things like pots and containers that are above ground are still going to dry out pretty fast with this dry weather, even though it's cool. So make sure you've adjusted, but make sure you continue to water if needed.
And we have two special guests in studio with us as well. We have next year's Rosie's 30th anniversary, and we really wanted to give back a big thank you for 30 for our nonprofit partners. And St. Vincent de Paul has built this incredible community garden. We brought him down here to talk about it this morning, Mr. Dave Smith. What a miracle you've put together on Watkins and 4th Street on. That's 17, right? The Durango Curve, you're south of 17?
That's correct. Yes, about 4 years ago, we identified some overflow parking space in the back of our property, and we decided to just throw a few garden plants in the ground because our dining room is right there that serves 4,500 meals 5 days a week to five dining rooms and 16 nonprofits around the valley.
4,500 meals a day?
Yes, that's correct. So anything that we can do to, plus we have $1 million food budget. So the idea was to add some fresh fruits and vegetables to the diet of our clients and help with the budget and give our clients and our volunteers an exciting and fun and place for learning how to do this.
And rip up asphalt.
Absolutely.
It's prettier than it's ever been right now. It looks great.
I appreciate that. So, yeah, the volunteers really showed up and took it from fence line to fence line. So we now have three gardens over about 3 acres, and we did about 45,000 pounds of food last year, and we hope to, you know, bump it up a couple or maybe 20,000 more this year.
What kind of food?
Well, every kind of green type of vegetable that you would have that you'd expect. So we have kale and various lettuces and broccoli, cauliflower, onions, garlic, beets, carrots. In the summertime, we'll do a lot of cucumbers, melons, cantaloupe, watermelons, various Middle Eastern type of vegetables, the things that do well in this climate, okra, and that kind of thing. And it all immediately goes into the kitchen. Now, we also, a couple of years ago, started a hydroponic unit under a greenhouse where we have 1,200 tilapia fish that are fertilizing a 72-foot-long garden grow bed. So we're getting about 10 crops a year of various kinds of lettuce and basil and arugula and so forth that also goes to the dining room. And as well as the fish, some of them are over 3 pounds now. And some of them have gone into the dining room, and a few have gone to some restaurants and recovered some costs. But we're having fun. The fish water also goes out to the fields, onto the beds, and then those plants really take off and grow like crazy.
Jay, you're a fisherman. What would somebody pay to go catch a 3-pound tilapia without having to drive up to the rim? I think there's another opportunity in here for you guys. You won't even have to go get the fish. You could charge $5 per tilapia.
I can tell you, I have a granddaughter. I've taken her to some of those fishing places, and it can run you a bill in a hurry catching big fish. And they don't put any little fish in those things. They're all 2 and 3 pounds, you know.
Romy's always thinking.
It's an amazing setup.
And I had the privilege of spending a half hour with David Smith, the master gardener we're visiting with at the garden this week. And I took a little video and I put it on our Facebook page. If you're curious about what they're talking about, there's pictures of that greenhouse with the aquaponics in it. There's pictures of the compost pile, all kinds of stuff. So you'll enjoy being able to follow along and see what we're talking about.
So the fish live happily in this little pond.
For the time being.
And they do what they do, and they create fertilizer for the vegetables until they get big enough to make a nice fillet. And then once you fillet, then the rest of the fish goes back in the... I mean, it's like a zero-waste operation.
That's correct. That's what we're about.
I love the efficiency of that whole concept.
And something we didn't even know until just a few moments ago, coming full circle back to the Farm's Choice, y'all are going to be there cooking next week as well.
All of Hickman's, just not the Farm's Choice, but yeah.
The whole operation.
Correct.
So what will they be putting on that day? Is Clint going to be out there in his sous chef hat with a...
Scrambling eggs, I suppose. Yeah. I imagine he knows how to cook an egg.
But then we'll compost all of those eggshells back into our operation.
Excellent.
There you go.
Full circle. So we've got two master gardeners with some aquaponics references and a whole open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Now, this 72-foot aquaponic isn't something that the average homeowner can take and put in their backyard. How much space do you need to get some kind of aquaponic going? Because that's always fascinated me, and we've always wanted to put some kind of water feature and living pond in. But utilizing that whole space is what kind of room do we need to pull off something like that?
Well, we actually do have a demonstration model that's much smaller that only takes up maybe 8 foot square. There are some commercial ones available on the internet, and I think it's kind of a developing industry where people want to grow outdoors, indoors, a little bit of herbs, lettuce, and so forth. And now you can even use your tropical fish waste to grow your plants. So there's a lot of creative things going on that people can avail themselves of to have the fun of both, watching your fish grow as well as using them efficiently to help grow some usable plants.
Now, tilapia seem to be the most popular to put in, but I really like carpy. Okay, can I put some other varieties other than tilapia in?
You can, yeah. It's just tilapia can take the warm weather and the warm water during the summer. So that's kind of a... But we are looking at other species like barramundi from Australia, which is coming onto menus now at various restaurants. We might do freshwater shrimp. So this can go a lot of places.
How deep would I have to dig to put trout down there?
To put trout? Well, I don't think you could go deep enough here in the summertime. You could have them in the winter. They stock our urban lakes with trout all winter long. But, catfish you could do. Obviously, tilapia. You could do carp or koi or goldfish, or those are great warm weather. And even those, from a landscape pond water feature standpoint, for those fish, you need to be about 18 inches deep or so and have some ability for the fish to get in the shade, which is then the plants floating on top of the water growing. It would shade the fish from the hot summer sun, cool the water. Also keeps your string algae down from having so much sunlight penetrating the water if you've got some shaded surface area.
It's a whole ecosystem that you would, I just see the kids playing with year-round instead of just a pool where a few months in the summer and you still got to maintain, you know, this built right could, you know, just be year-round entertainment. You don't need to put chlorine in it. You don't need to scrape it. You don't need to backwash it.
You know, you can have, you know, you'll have all kinds of aquatic and insects, butterflies, dragonflies, hummingbirds. You know, you put water in the desert, and you attract a lot of wildlife, and a lot of it's kind of cool. Plus the things that are in the water, the fish and the snails and the, you know, other things that you can have is a lot of fun.
Might even end up with some kestrels circling around if you do it right.
Well, you'll have herons. Herons are the great enemy of somebody that's growing expensive tropical fish in their pond.
They think you did all that work just for them.
Exactly.
And they got all day to sit out there and wait for it.
Yep.
Funny you should mention it. We did have a pair of kestrels hanging around our garden this past spring, and a pair of roadrunners as well. So it does. He's right. It does attract wildlife.
1-888-767-4348. We have John who wants to talk about a fruit orchard. We've got a couple lines in queue that are in the process of being screened, and one open line still at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll get right to the calls after this, but before we go anywhere, you're waving at me.
It's my fault. I disregard that wave.
Oh. So
don't take him to an auction.
Yeah. I was off by an hour.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll be back.